The new Third Ward Tower we build will be Milwaukee's priciest apartment complex. It comes after the Couture is also super pricey. Jeremy Janine is the president and co-founder of Urban Milwaukee. He's been covering downtown Milwaukee for a very long time, and he's with us. Jeremy, good to catch up. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So a entry-level apartment at 333 Water, the new building, will be $2,175 a month, which is a little more than the cheapest place at the Couture. And we're talking studio entry level. Here's my question. Do we have enough high-end workers to support all these high-end apartments that are coming in throughout our city?
The developers certainly think so. They're talking optimistic game, and really they're raising a lot of private money to build these. So I think their lenders as well think so. But I mean, for you and me both working in media, I think we see these figures and go, whoa, more expensive than we remember.
Yeah, I was looking at the median household income, according to the U.S. Census, and apparently it was $49,733. So if you had 26 pay periods after taxes, it'd be about $2,600. So you'd only have maybe $500 left to pay for everything if you went to this 333 Water. That's just not sustainable.
Yeah, certainly. And they know, the developers, they're not marketing to the median person in the market. Milwaukee, by many different metrics, at the top of the rental market has been underserved for a long time, which is why we're seeing this surge that goes back to 2018 with 777, that's the Northwestern Mutual building, with Ascent, that's the big mass timber building, and now with the Couture and 333 Water, they're going after this kind of STEM field, finance field person, probably new to Milwaukee, or an empty nester with a fair amount of disposable income.
Jeremy Janine is with us. Jeremy, it seems like this all feeds itself. You cover downtown, as I mentioned earlier. Fiserv just moves into their building. Northwestern Mutual announces they're bringing more people into downtown Milwaukee. The downtown office growth continues. Does this feed into this? Do they count on this when they think about filling out these buildings?
Absolutely. The two are related. You see, there's just this kind of millennial drive that goes back more than a decade now to want to be in urban areas. The companies say they're relocating to attract those workers. Now housing is kind of following them. Those are some of the highest paid jobs. The one thing to really keep your eye on, though, all those things you just listed, those are just relocations within the area. They're not net new jobs moving to Milwaukee.
So they're looking for Northwestern Mutual, maybe Fiserv Inc. that just moved downtown.
Yes, so those are jobs that were in the suburbs. They're following the workers who are essentially beating them downtown there. The young workers are saying, I want to live downtown. And the companies are saying, we'll follow you. It's easier to hire you and retain you. The challenge for Milwaukee as a market as a whole is those jobs are simply moving within the region. They're not new jobs that are being created and coming from outside.
Yep, that's true. Although, you know, if you used to live in Brookfield and you're a young person, you might want to move in one of these buildings now that you're downtown. Say, man, I could walk to work and that would be really, really cool. Hey, Jeremy, I wanted to ask you, working class apartments, that's just my term, I guess. For people who can't afford $2,000 a month but want to be downtown or want to be close to downtown, are there enough of those? We hear complaints that that part of the population isn't focused on. Is there any focus on that in the city of Milwaukee itself?
Yeah, so there's kind of a couple tranches there. There's that, we'll call them the journalist apartments just because it's where I live, but Prospect Avenue
the
is
journalist apartments. So sad.
We'll go the median income people. The Prospect Avenue is littered with these buildings that for years, the people that were living in them were competing with people that now are moving into these high-end buildings. So what you see in other markets when demand is being met is those older buildings, their prices, they don't necessarily go down, but they don't climb. That the new market, the new buildings continue to take that top point in the market, and there's the kind of naturally occurring affordable housing. But the real gap in Milwaukee is, I mean, there's this gap at the top where we're satisfying now, but then the affordable housing gap, the person making $15 an hour, how do you create enough units for them? That involves a fair amount of subsidies. It gets very complicated to finance. And Milwaukee is creating more of those units, but certainly not enough.
Jeremy Janine is the president of Urban Milwaukee. I always enjoy your work. You should check it out online. That's what I do every single day. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.